Hi, I'm Robert Green, and on this episode of Visual Studio Toolbox, we're going to see how we can write less code. And to do that, we're going to use code snippets. Now, I think code snippets are a very underappreciated feature of Visual Studio, so let's take a look at them. So, first thing I'm going to do is build a Silverlight application. And the Silverlight application is going to manage customers. And I'm just going to use C# today. Snippets work in both VB and C#. Now, as I said, this application's managing customers, so the first thing I need are some classes. I will need a customer class. I'll need a state class. So let's create the state class. And states have properties, name and abbreviation. Well, I could now start typing the code to create properties, but that's kind of boilerplate code, and after I type it a couple times to learn what the syntax is, I don't really want to have to keep typing it over and over and over again. So what I can do is use a code snippet. So if I type prop and press tab twice, then Visual Studio writes the code for an auto-implemented property. Now notice int and my property are highlighted. These are replacements, and they're called replacements because I'm going to replace the code in them. So this property is a string, and if I tab, I go to the next replacement, and I enter the property name. I tab back, I can go back to the type. So I create a property for name, and I'll create a property for abbreviation. Okay, so by using that snippet, I don't have to actually type the code. How do I know what snippets there are? This snippet, prop, ships in the product. There are others as well. Well, there are a couple ways I can find out. One is I can right-click and choose Insert Snippet. And this gives me all of the C# snippets that I have installed by categories. Some of these ship with the product. I think some of them I installed myself. But if I go down to Visual C#, click on that, here are the primary snippets. Here's prop, which if I hover over that is for an automatically implemented property. Here's prop full, which is for a property in the backing field. So I can now double click on this and insert that code. So if I need a property with backing fields, then I can use prop full. Okay, the other way I can see what snippets I have is to go to the Code Snippets Manager, which is under the Tools menu. And Visual Basic has support for HTML, JScript, SQL, VB, C#, and XML snippets. And again, here are the categories. And again, if I expand C#, here are those same snippets, and I can see what these are. I don't get to see the code yet, but I do get to see the shortcut and a description. Now, if I write additional snippets or I acquire additional snippets, then I need to tell Visual Studio about them. I do that by clicking Add, going to the folder where those snippets are, and then basically registering that folder with Visual Studio. Then Visual Studio will load those snippets up when it starts, and you can type the shortcuts for those snippets and use those as well. Okay, so let's see some more. Let's add another class. This time I want Customer. And for my customer class, I need to know when properties have changed, so I'm going to implement iNotifyPropertyChanged. Okay, then I need to add the namespace. And I need to implement this, of course. Okay. So now I need an onPropertyChanged method. So for what seems like the 87th time, I type protected void, and I've got it written down because I keep typing this over and over and over again. String prop name, and if. Property changed, not equal null. Then property changed, and I pass in this, and new property changed event args, and the name of the property. Okay. So I do that, and I do that over and over again, and about the third or fourth time I type that code in a different class file or a different project, I say, I wish there was a snippet for that. Well, there isn't, but I can write my own. So what I'm going to do is take this code, select it, right-click on it, and export as snippet. Now you're saying, where did that come from? Well, that comes from an extension. I downloaded the Snippet Designer extension from the Visual Studio Gallery, and when I did that, I have the ability to highlight some code, right-click, and export as a snippet. This opens up the Snippet Designer, and if I want to, I can add replacements. For this code, I don't have to. It's just boilerplate code as is. So I'm going to give it a name, onPropChanged. Don't need to create replacements. We'll do that the next time we create a snippet. Then the snippet kind is a method declaration. There's bodies, there's declarations. The shortcut is going to be onPropChanged. And the description will be standard on property changed method. Okay, now I'm ready to save this. When I save, I'm asked, where do you want to save the snippet? Now I could save it in the same place with all the other snippets, or I could save it in my own folder. Now all of the other snippets are in Program Files, Microsoft Visual Studio 10, and then under the various languages like C#, Snippets, 1033, which is the culture, here are those categories, and here are all the snippets. And of course, same thing for VB. Here are VB snippets. So I could save them there. What I like to do is save them in my documents, Visual Studio 2010 code snippets, and then for each language, I like to create my code snippets and store them there. So that's where I'm going to store this. Visual Studio 2010, code snippets, C#, my code snippets, and it is called onPropChanged.snippet. The operation actually was completed. This extension tells me it didn't work, but it actually did. So now, if I come into, say, for example, the state class, and I type onPropChanged, now I get that code. And every time I build a project, or every time I create a class, then that code can be used. Okay, so now let's go back to customer. And let's add the various properties. So I want things like name, city, address, etc. But if I type prop, then I get auto-implemented. But I don't want auto-implemented. I need backing variables and whatnot, because what I really need to do is write code in the set to fire the property changed event. So I'm going to type prop full, and that gets me further. But now what I have to do is come in here and modify this code. So in the set, I need to put if, actually let's back up, let's actually give this a name first. So let's type prop full, and let's make this a string. The backing variable is name, because the property itself is name. Okay, now what I need to do is add some additional code to this, and if name is not equal value, then set name equal value and call on property changed and pass the name of the property. Okay. And then I would have to do the same thing for each of the properties. So what I really want to do is create a snippet that has all of this. So I'm going to highlight all of this, right-click, export as snippet, Okay, and now I need to create three replacements. One for the backing variable or private variable. So I right-click on name, select replace, select make replacement, and give it an ID of, I'm going to come down here, give it an ID of private variable. The tooltip is private variable, and it can default to name. That's fine. Or maybe I will have it default to property name. And then for name, I'll right-click on that, select make replacement. That is the property name. And I'll have that default to property name or new property. If I wanted to be consistent, I would do that. And then the final one is the type, property type. And I'm fine with that defaulting to string. Then I'm going to give this a name, which is prop with notify. And the shortcut will be prop with notify. Notify. Okay, this should be a method declaration, and the description should be define a property that notifies when it is changed. Good. Okay. So now let's save this into the same place, prop with notify. And now I can come back into customer and I can fill out the rest of my properties. So now I type prop with notify, and so this is string city. City, there's the city, and address, etc., etc. So by creating these snippets, I can do a lot less typing. Yes, I have to do the typing up front, I have to figure out what the snippet's supposed to be, but once I figure that out, I highlight that code, I right-click, I export a snippet, I make my replacements, I save them in a place that Visual Studio will recognize, and then I can use those snippets in for all future projects. And I can also share those snippets with others, and I could wrap them up as a VizX and give them to other people. So we've seen how to create snippets. Let's look a little bit at how we manage snippets. So if I come out to the folder where the snippets are, my code snippets, here are these two snippets. Now if I want to see what's in them, I can right-click on these and open them with Notepad because they're just XML. So if you wanted to write your own snippets, you could just write the XML, of course, and some people did that originally, but obviously using the snippet designer is better. But here's the XML with the type, the title, the author, description, and then in here is the actual code. Now another way I can look at these so if I double-click on this, then it opens up in Visual Studio, and I can see that snippet. Now, a third way that I can manage my snippets is to use the Snippet Explorer, which is installed as part of the Snippet Designer extension. So if I go to View, Other Windows, Snippet Explorer, here's the Snippet Explorer. Let's close a couple of these to give it a little bit more room. And what I can do is I can search by language. So I could search for property, click search, and then here's a list of all of the snippets with property in the title or the description or the code or the keywords. And then as I select each of these, I can actually see the snippet and the replacements below. Now, a couple things to keep in mind on the Snippet Explorer is that, at least in this release, it only looks in the folder where the snippets that came with Visual Studio are. So in other words, this Microsoft VB Snippets 1033 or C Sharp Snippets 1033. It doesn't at the moment search for snippets that you write and store somewhere else. And then, of course, the other thing, which I learned, is that it's case sensitive. Because, of course, snippets are XML. So if I type little prop, then I will only find things that have little prop in them. If I type implemented, then I don't necessarily find, I certainly don't find the snippet I wrote because that's in a different folder, but because snippets are XML, this is case sensitive. And then the last thing I want to show you on this is if I want to actually work with a snippet, I can double click on it, or I can right click on it and select open, and from here I can also delete it. So that's a quick look at snippets. Again, as I said, a very underappreciated feature of Visual Studio, which has been in the product for quite some time. I highly recommend you download the Snippet Designer and play around with creating your own snippets. When I give demos, I always use snippets at conferences and whatnot because I hate to type in front of a crowd. I just write all the code ahead of time and then make snippets, and then I do the typing there, avoids the fat finger. I don't have to sit there and embarrass myself when I can't remember the code. For building projects, certainly code that you use over and over and over again, like the onProperty changed, or if you want to define your properties in a particular way, lots of ideas on how you can create your own snippets, and the Snippet Designer is a great way to do that. Thanks for watching. See you next time.